KSLN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has paid tribute to the nation's military veterans. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After laying a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington National Cemetery, the president honored all who have worn the nation's uniform.
We love you, we salute you, and we will never forget what you have done to keep America safe, sovereign, and free.
He said all veterans have earned the gratitude and respect of the entire country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The eastern two-thirds of the United States is experiencing some of the coldest weather of the autumn season. Arctic air is affecting millions, with record low temperatures expected in the southeast, including Florida. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Klebauer.
Record low temperatures for the daily. And there, a lot of them are situated across the southeast, especially Florida, the central Gulf Coast.
Local governments across the south have opened heated shelters. Hazardous road conditions are affecting travel in Tennessee, Michigan, Indiana, and Wisconsin. After refusing to convene the U.S. House during the government shutdown, Speaker Mike Johnson is recalling lawmakers back into session. They're set to consider a bill to reopen the federal government tomorrow. As hundreds of lawmakers return, they're bringing pent-up legislative demands after nearly 2 months away, including a bill to release the Jeffrey Epstein files. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 559 points, the Nasdaq dropped 58, with the S&P 500 index up by 14. This is SRN News. A suicide bill is progressing in Scotland.
Lawmakers are shaping legislation that would allow people to get a doctor's help in taking their own life, and pro-life advocates are alarmed. So far, Scottish members of Parliament have rejected amendments that would have limited assisted suicide to only those with terminal illnesses and only those with less than 6 months to live. Pro-lifers point out that a so-called right to die can very quickly become a duty to die for the elderly and disabled. Michael Harrington reporting.
Tensions over the Israel-Hamas war have spilled into K-12 schools around the U.S., with a rise in anti-Semitism since the 2023 attack on Israel. Some argue school leaders have failed to take the threat seriously. The Trump administration has not punished public school systems the way it has hit colleges that tolerate anti-Semitism, but schools are still facing pressure to respond more aggressively. This is SRN News. ByHeart, a maker of organic infant formula, has recalled all its products sold in the U.S. amid an outbreak of infant botulism.
A California public health official says the outbreak, which started in August, has now sickened at least 15 infants in 12 states. No deaths have been reported. ByHeart officials say parents and caregivers who have the formula in their homes should stop using it immediately and dispose of the product. The most recent cases were confirmed in November. Botulism is a rare but serious disease that can cause paralysis and death. Symptoms can take weeks to develop. Rich Thomason reporting.
Michigan's new political transparency portal has been delayed by nearly a year. Emails obtained by Bridge Michigan indicate growing tensions between state officials and the contractor hired to build the system. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.